you are aware of the budget. We can make the budget smaller, perhaps, but we need to continue the work. We don't have to hurry up to finish the work because we don't want it to be longer. Thank you.
Thank you, Tidjane. I think that the one thing we need to avoid would be to create some sort of incentive of delaying conversations. But apart from that, I do agree. Greg.
Thanks, Greg Chatton, for the record. My AC room conked out, so I used my actual physical hand to be called on. I think we have to avoid overstating the scope of Workstream 2. I don't think we're working on 9 specific problems, which are more or less specifically scoped. It is not the entire future of ICANN. It's 9 problems of varying complexity. And I think that we need to look at each of them as something that they were basically limited in scope. And not going to give any particular examples of which I am thinking, but attempts to expand the scope of any group need to be looked at. I think if they're going longer, it's for various reasons and not, I think, at anybody's goal to extend things. I think most of us would be happy to put Workstream 2 out of its misery sooner rather than later, but we need to give the work the time it takes. But I think that if it takes too long, that means that we've somehow miscomprehended the scope of the group, because I think these were intended to deal with specific problems and not constitutional or futurist concepts about whither ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg, for not making any specific reference. No one followed exactly where you were pointing at. I see a last hand from Jordan, and then we'll take the break and reconvene with the second part after the coffee break. Jordan.
Just really briefly, I do support us moving as quickly as we can. This set of topics was things we thought we needed to do to improve ICANN accountability that we didn't have to finish before the transition, but we didn't say we didn't have to finish them ever. And there is another framework through the ATRT reviews that's meant to look at these topics. So I think it would also help. I don't know if anyone's got a very clear picture in mind about what the end of the work looks like. Is it a consolidated package of recommendations being approved at an ICANN public meeting? Is it something else? Certainly, if that's what it looks like, I think we should be aiming to do it either at the end of this year or at the first meeting next year. I definitely don't want to be sitting around doing this next June, personally.